Rashi's Bechakoysa is a short piece. The Bechakoysa is like a piece. So the Pasuk says, Im Bechakoysa Teleichu, Es Mitzmoysa, Es Mitzmoysa, Teshmoyer, Vasis Moysa. Nosno Geshmechem Beitam. That's the Pasuk. Now, I'm going to go through, he asks a few kashas. The kashas will go through fast. The kashas are Pashta kashas. The Yisod is a very, very, very Yisod is like a Yisod. Okay. Now, hine chukim and mitzvahs sheim b'em tam. Obviously, chukim is aim b'em tam. Or mitzvahs heim sheish b'em tam. So it begins with mechukoysai. Chukoysai and mitzvahs sheim b'em tam. Lama amakante, leichu v'kantishmu. By the chukim which do not have a tam, says the lashon of teleichu. Chukoysai teleichu. Mitzvahs that do have a tam, it says tishmu. Why? What is the relationship between going, teleichu, and the chok? And what's the difference? And what's the relationship between Tishmayru and Mitzvahs? Gam, furthermore, Ma'u Basisim. What's the Lashon of Basisim at the end of the Pasuk? Kivin Sheyishmru, once you've said in the Pasuk, so you say Tishmayru, so B'vadai Yasu. What does it mean to guard the Mitzvahs? To do the Mitzvahs. So therefore the words Basisim are L'chayu redundant. And then the famous kasha all mefarshim asked is that why does the Torah only speak about gashmi stikaschar and not ruchni stikaschar? Okay. Now the answer here is very, very yisoidus, and I'm going to talk out the answer before we see it inside. It's easier that way around. We know that Adam is called Adam. Why? Because Adam comes from the Lashon Adam Le'Elyon, right? And Adam is a bechin of Adam Le'Elyon, similar Kaviyachol, similar to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In what way does Adam, man, a Jew, in what way does he resemble Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So this is a very big yisod, very important yisod. Listen carefully. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a klal yisdei. In other words, you can't chas v'shalom define Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why can't you define Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Because Hashem is the klal of everything. As soon as you define somebody, you're giving him a certain shade, you're giving him a certain middah, you're giving him something specific. HaKadosh Baruch Hu you cannot define because he is all-encompassing of everything. You can't define something that's all-encompassing of everything. Somebody asks you to define a color. So whatever definition you're going to give to that color is not the same as the other color. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu you can't define because Hashem is the hiskalalus of everything. Adam is the same thing. Adam is a hiskalalus of everything. You cannot define Adam as a prat. When was Adam created? Adam was created right at the end. First, the whole Bria was created. After the whole Bria was created, then Adam was created. Why wasn't Adam created at the beginning? He's the most important. Answer is because first you've got to create the whole Bria, and then the whole Bria was used to create Adam. Why? Because Adam is not a single. First day Hashem created this thing. Second day Hashem created that thing. If Adam would have been within the 6 days of creation, Kilo within, so then he would have been a Nivra like this monkeys. So there's Adam. Hashem first created lock, stock, and barrel, finished. When everything was finished, then he created Adam. Because Hashem took everything and created Adam. Adam, man, is made up of everything that was created till now. So Adam is colorless of the whole Bria. Just like the word Adam comes from Aleph Dam. Dam is the blood that circulates. And blood goes into every part of the person. Aleph now means that every part of the person is kulay aleph. Aleph is adam al-ein and kulay ta'akam. They're the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kumar says the chagiga that Adam originally spanned from the ground till the sky, which means again, he was all encompassing of all the heavens plus the earth. Adam, the whole idea of Adam is that Adam is all encompassing. In that way, he's kaviyachal adam al-ein to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is all-encompassing. That teaches us the Mardek and Akuda of Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. We'll get to the Rebbe Kiva's Talmidim and Chag HaShavuos. Because there's only no Achdus when a person feels himself a Prat. If a person means, I have this Midah, or I am Shaykh to this Chelek of Torah, so then the Shaykh Machloikas, because the other guy belongs to it, he feels he's a different Prat. He feels that he belongs to a different Chelek in Torah. If everybody is everything, then everybody's really one. Because everybody is everything. You can't say, I have this and you don't have this. Everybody is everything. Part of the idea of Adam is that Adam has to be all-encompassing type of everything. That's why Mar Naim says early in Pashas Emor that every Yid has to have a Shaychus to the whole Tariyah of Mitzvahs. Even if you're not a Kohen, you still have to have Shaychus to Kochim, you have to learn Kochim, you have to learn all about the Korbanos. Every Yid has to have Shaychus to all Tariyah of Mitzvahs for the same reason. Because Taryag, that's what Maranan is going to speak about over here. Taryag is the Koyma Shlema. Taryag 613, that is all encompassing of everything. That's why you mustn't add on mitzvahs, or you mustn't take away mitzvahs. Taking away mitzvahs is posh. Why mustn't you add on mitzvahs? Because if you add on mitzvahs, you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol doesn't all encompass everything. There's something missing that we have to add. Taryag is the, his scholarless is the klal of absolutely everything. It's the all encompassing of absolutely everything. So don't think, if you add on, you're trying to say that it's not mishlemus. No. Everything that there is, and everything that is possible to be, is all nechal and tarik mitzvahs. So as an adam, every person has to have shaykhus to all the tarik mitzvahs. As every person has to have shaykhus to kol ha-Torah kula. Person can't say shaykh dafke to nezikin. Everybody has to have shaykhus to kol ha-Torah kula. Obviously, some people have shaykhus more to one chelek than to another chelek, but everybody has to have shaykhus to kol ha-Torah kula. Person has to learn kol ha-Torah kula, you have to have shaykhus to kol ha-Torah kula, because man is a bechina that is all encompassing. In the sphere, what's the avoid of the sphere? What do we do in the sphere? In the sphere, we're making everything all encompassing. We have a midah of chesed. We have a midah of gvura. However, the midah of chesed and the midah of gvura are two opposites. Two opposite middahs. So what is the whole avoid of sphere? Preparing ourselves for the Torah. The whole idea of the sphere, preparing ourselves for the Torah, is hiskalus. What are we doing? We're saying, no, the chesed is the same. Chesed and gvura is all one. Chesed shabu gvura. We're saying chesed shavuot, everything is all hiskalus. We're working for shavuos, towards shavuos, by feeling that even things that seem in the bria to be polar opposites, but really they're all one, hiskalus. That's the adam, and that's the bechina of adam le'elyon. So Mimela, that we can understand why Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died during the Yimei HaSfira, because they felt that he's shaykh to one thing, he's shaykh to another thing, and they clashed. Adam can't have a clash. It doesn't make sense that Adam should have a clash. You can't clash with anybody else because we're all encompassing of everything. The word Oimer is Gematria Yesh. When a person feels he's a Yesh, that's the Bechina of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva time. If a person feels that he's Adam, Adam Le'elyon, as we explained, so then how does a person connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only if he becomes Mamish and Ayin Be'efes. So then you're in a scull into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we said until now. Every person is his scullless of everything. So how do we feel? How do we get to that midah? How do I get to that midah where I feel that I can tolerate everybody? And how can I get to that midah where I feel that I have shaykhs to the whole Tariq mitzvahs? How do I get to that the midah where I feel I'm shaykh to Kol HaTorah Kula? Shaykh to the midah of his scullless? Obviously they're being misfakir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we said that's the whole idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all encompassing of everything. You can't define Hashem. Can't define Hashem because he's hiskalus of everything there is. So therefore, the more hiskalus that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we feel our own hiskalus. A person who feels that this is him, right? A person feels that he's like this, he's lacking in elikus. Just like a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, I mean, the Maranaim is going to explain that the Sefer Torah is the Bechina where we see the hiskalus that we're all encompassing of everything. Sefer Torah is lacking one ois, it's possible. Why if it's lacking one ois? Teretz is because it can't be a Sefer Torah that has the HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside there. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all encompassing of everything. If there's something missed out, so it's not all encompassing everything. It's all encompassing everything minus one. Like, you can't have a likus in there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all encompassing. And that's why you see, when we talk about the Rabbanu Shel Olam, we always talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his colors. Why is colors? And if they don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Japan, but everywhere else they do, is that not a Kuwait Shemaim? Teretz is no. Teretz is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's either everything or you're a Koifer. Somebody wants to become a Ger, and he says, I'm willing to accept Tariyab and Mitzvahs. Some Moridika Madrega. As a Goy, he kept nothing. Now he's keeping 612. It's a Gewaltika Madrega, Gewaltika Steiging. But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ummah. Tariyab is all encompassing. If you're missing one out, then it's a kfir and a likus. It's all everything or nothing. V'imalech roides kol ha'aretz. Amen v'amen. Toiv Hashem lakol. Yiduch Hashem kol ha'masecha. V'kavlu chol ha'masol ma'chasecha. The sinu l'chalem here came out. Everything has to be kol. Everything has to be all encompassing. Because that's Rabbi Mishnah. And the Klal Yisrael therefore also has to be all the bechina of all encompassing. It's a very big tifer. He saw it. The whole union of Shvir Sakelim was that problem that there was Ribi Oiris but without his scholarless, and that called Shvir Sakelim. This he saw. This he saw is the Yisoida Yisoidus, Yisoida Yisoidus of Pnimi Satoyim. Which of the obvious Avdoshim is called Adam? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is called the Bechinas Adam. Gemara says in Bo Metzia, now Yaakov Avinu looked like Adam Arish. Shufrid Yaakov and Shufrid Adam Arish. What's the difference between Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov? Avram had a Midam Yuchedis. Yitzchok had a Midam Yuchedis. There's no scholars. Yaakov Avinu is the Midam of Teferis. The Midam of Teferis is the Midam of his scholars. What does Teferis mean in English?
Beauty.
Beauty. What's beauty mean? If you have mamish a blackboard, it's kula yishachor. It's kula black. Is it beautiful? No. If you have a scenery just of white, is that beautiful? No. If you have a black and in there you have white and you have a bit of you have a design, you have a few colors together, so the black on its own is ugly. The white on its own has no time to it. The white which is on the black, that's the middle of the Ferris. That means. So what was Yaakov? Yaakov was all-encompassing. Yaakov is the Adam. He's the all-encompassing. That's why his name is Yud, which is Chochmei Law, and Ekev. Yaakov is Yud Ekev. Yud is Chochmei Law from head to toe. Just like Adam Rishon was Min HaShamayim, how the earth expand the whole Bria. Yaakov Avinu is Yud, which is Machshava, Olam HaSulayonim, and Ekev, and he had down here. Yaakov Avinu dreamt of a Sulam Mutzav Atza, Malach HaLakim, Olam HaYerdeboy. Right? It's one Rishus. Constant stream of traffic. Going up and down from Shemayim to Eretz, it's all one Rishus, it's all encompassing. And that's the middle of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Alpi Kabbalah, is the Yudke Bavke, Bemilui, Al Alfin is the Mil Alfin, is the Mil of Adam, is Gematria Ma. Ma is the same Gematria as Adam. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of Adam, because he's the Bechina of all encompassing. That's why Yaakov Avinu, what? Ma, oh, Gematria of Adam, Menachem Ma. No, very good. That's the same Bechim as Ma. Like we said, he's only come through Modikas Batis. Esav, whereas, we know the where the sod of Shvir Sakelim is written where in the Torah? At the end of Parshas Vayishlach, when we're dealing with who? We're dealing with the Zayin Malchin of Edom. The end of Parshas Vayishlach, the Zayin Malchin Edom, Vayomos Vayimlach. So Esav is the one who says, Ana Emloich. Esav is the one who says the what? He's the one who says that I'm everything. So therefore, each of the, he corresponds to what he corresponds to. He corresponds to, my phone. I'm wondering he wasn't switching his phone on. Oh, man has to always look at his own faults first. So that's the whole bechina of Esav. Esav corresponds to what? Ano Amalek. So for Haman was trying to copy. Amalek says he's the one who always tries to whatever Milas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Whatever Milas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, he's always got that. He always claims that he has that Milas. So therefore, what did Esav say? Everybody's got to bow down. Haman says, everybody's got to bow down to Haman. And if one Nebuch, one Jew, one calling a man, doesn't bow down to Haman, and his name is Mordechai, what does he say? Kol zeh neh shoveli. It's either everything or nothing. Where did he get that from? He got that from because he's copying Elikus. Amalek is the clipper, kakuf b'fnei Adam. He's copying Elikus. Just like by Elikus, it's every ois in the Torah or nothing, so too. It's either everybody bowing down to me or nothing. Because he's trying to copy the hiskalalus of Adam. Amalek tries to put himself in mocking Adam. So you have Yaakov and you have Esav. And who's the real Adam over here? So we just said that Yaakov is the real Adam. Yaakov is the real Adam. How do you become the real Adam? By hiskalalus. To have hiskalalus, you need absolute bittul to be misbattle yourself completely. Because if you're not misbattle yourself, then I'm a prat. If I'm misbattle myself, if I'm not a prat anymore, so then I can be miskalal in the bechinas Adam. Esav is fakir, he's gaiver. Gaiver says you're different, you're better. As soon as you're better, you're making it into pratim. Once you make it into pratim, then it's chesed is not gvura, and gvura is not chesed. So that was the birr, the whole fight of Yaakov and Esav. The birr is who's shaykh to his scholars. Yaakov is Mechiach, he's Shaykh to Skalas. If he's Shaykh to Skalas, he's Shaykh to Torah. He's the Yaakov Ishton Yeshiva Holim. He understands that a person has to have Shaykhus with the whole Tarag Mitzvahs. He understands that a person has to have Shaykhus with Kol HaTorah Kula. He's busy learning day and night. He realizes that either you feel you've got to do Kol HaTorah Kula, or because you've got to be in a Skalal in the Mechon of Torah. It's a very long sugya, but we want to read it in the words of Marinayim. Because the guys asked to learn Marinayim. Meanwhile, we haven't learned any Marinayim yet today. I've just seen the kashas. So therefore, once with this akdama, you'll see that Marinayim is much better understood. Aval emesu says the Heilige Marinayim. Shebetoira yesh koima ruchnis. Toira is a koima shlema. Koima means from head to toe, means it's a whole thing. Min ramachi v'am ruchni. Toira is made up of ramach 248 spiritual ruchnis to kalims. Hainu ramach mitzvahs essay. Shasa gidim ruchnim shesuhen shasa mitzvahs loisase. So basically, man has shasa. and Ramach, 248 limbs and 368 sinews. Connected that, you have Ramach, Mitzvah Sasei, and Shasa Mitzvah Sasis. No, but other Mishdamkin, Ramach Yavam, and Shasa Gidim. What's the point of doing that? To see that just like the Torah is a hiskalalus of everything, so too Adam is also a hiskalalus of everything. Now, Adam never b'tzelam and akim. Man is created b'tzelam and akim. To understand what that means, v'chishayach loyma b'yisbarach shem t'murna chasushon. Can you define HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To say that Hashem is chasushon a certain tzelam, a certain design, a certain form, chas v'chalila? What does it mean when you say that man is made b'tzelam and akim? Achapirshu b'tzelam shel haTorah, tzelam of the Torah. Shahatorah nikras alikim. Torah is called alikim. Why? Shehu tzimtzum. What does it mean? The Torah is tzimtzum. Torah is the only thing in this bria. What does Torah have inside it? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If you learn the earlier prokem of Tanya, you see it in the mamish. The only thing in the bria here, everything has a certain element of elikus inside it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. The Torah has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamesh. Anoichi is Rosh Tevis, Ano Nafshi Kesov is Yehovis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nefesh Kaviyachal. That's in the Torah. Only Torah. In other words, if you want anything in this Bria that you see the Koyach Viskalavus, that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kaviyachal, the whole thing is there, that's the Torah HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzem, his whole Viskalavus, his whole Kaviyachal, his whole being, into the Bechina of Torah. HaKadosh Shem Yisbarach Tzimtzem is Atzmen HaTorach HaTorah. Kedei Sheyuchal HaAdam Shehu Baal Gvul B'Tachlis. Man is a bechina of Baal Gvul B'Tachlis. If he's a Gvul, it's like saying, he can't be a scholar, he can't be everything. Every person has a Gvul. Gvul is like saying, you can't be more than you are, you can't be everything. So if a man is Gvul B'Tachlis, how can you say that Adam is Adama Le'elyon? How can Shbrach is everything? We said before, Hol Arichas, that Adam was created just before Shabbos, to me, because he's made up of everything that was created earlier. If he's a Baal Gvul B'Tachlis, how can you say that he's Doimet HaKadosh Shbrach is a Hiskalus of everything? The Teretz is, depends whether you're talking about a person that learns Torah and a person that doesn't learn Torah. A Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Hiskalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah. Ramach Mitzvah Esen, Shasam Mitzvah Loisa Esen, that's the whole thing. Adam is also Ramach Ivarim Shasah Gidim. So therefore, a man who learns Torah, he goes into the Hiskalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein Tzimtzen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmai L'toich HaTorah. In other words, the whole thing, the whole Iskalus of the Rabbanu Shel Olam was Niskalal into the Torah, and the Adam Nivra, but Salam Lekim, Shehu Torah, Shikoyim Ruchnis, Ramach Mitzvah Zesev, Shasar Mitzvah Zesev. So Mela, therefore, had he did that a person has Shaykhis to the whole Torah, had he did a person has Shaykhis to the whole Tarek Mitzvahs, he's Niskalal, and he's Niskalal into the whole thing, and he ceases, he stops being about Gvul B'Tachlis. Adam is only about Gvul B'Tachlis before he starts learning. As soon as a person starts learning the Hiddur Torah, the person's not about Gvul B'Tachlis anymore. Because he's Niskalal into the Torah. What is Torah? Torah is the whole thing, the whole Hiskalus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the whole thing, Kaviyachal, the whole Alikus, and put it into Torah. Everywhere else you only have a certain measure of Alikus, right? Enough to be Mechaya, each and every Nivra. But in Torah, you have the whole thing. So V'hinei, Ha'odam HaShalem Hu Kishu Echadim HaTzelem. A person is Shalem, meaning a person has the whole Hiskalus, when he's Shalem, with the Tzelem Alikim, with the Torah. So therefore, the person moves an Eva Gashmi. So then he's moving up in Shemayim, what that in the Torah, whatever, what that Eva Gashmi that he's moving corresponds to in Ruchnis. And then he becomes, then he's called an Adam Shalem. Like it says, just like a shadow. When you walk in a shadow, when your arm moves out in a shadow, the shadow also moves. So if a person, it was made for Ramach Yivam Meshasagim, if he is Matim the whole time to the Ramach Yivam Ruchnim, so then he's doing everything but his Skalus, he becomes an Adam his Miskalus. By the way, Svar Abdesh would say, now what's called an illness of a person? Harry, man's made up of millions of different things, right? Millions of different, whatever you call them in English. Now, when everything, in each one of man's organs, when everything gets on with each other, so then a person is a healthy person. Right? What happens when a person chas v'shalom gets fever? That means every person's got in him Eish and Mayim. One is hot and one is cold. So when there's a shiluv, when there's a hiskalalus, so then man feels okay. When the choyim takes over and is mevatel the kor, then he gets fever chas v'shalom. That's why we know, where's the makor in the Torah for all this? That one person became Eliyahu Navi. Who's that? Pinchas. Pinchas never died. How do you know he became Eliyahu Navi? from the pasuk Hinini Nisan Lai is Brisi Shalom. What's Brisi Shalom got to do with becoming Eliyahu Navi? Where do you see in the word Shalom that he became Eliyahu Navi? What's the answer? And the answer is, the Sepharim explains, and the Sepharim is a doctor. Sepharim says that if a man, if all the different parts of a man will always be B'Shalom, he'll live forever. What happens when a person gets old? Again, a man is made of Eish HaMayim. So Mayim gets less, he starts, his skin dries, he starts drying, and then the Eish takes over, and then he starts going downhill. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to a person, that every person, every part of him will be Miskala with each other, there won't be any period between different parts of them, then a person can live forever. That's in Nice and Law, it's Brisi Shalom, that's Pinchas. Oh? Yeah. Eishamayim, and Shamayim, Shamayim is Eishamayim. That's always the dogma. It's always the dogma of the Hiskalus. So you see from here that a person is a Hiskalus. If he's this, how does he become Hiskalus? He begins by being a Baal Gvul and Tachlit, a Baal Gvul. And nevertheless, if he's misdabik to the Torah, the more misdabik the Torah mitzvahs, and Torah mitzvahs is the Hiskalus, is the Kabbal Yachl, the whole Hiskalus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's how a person becomes. One bechina, one hiskalus, and that's our avoda. We're preparing ourselves. We said before that the midah out of the zayin midas, which midah is hiskalus, the midah of Yaakovina is the midah of Teferis. And the Gemara Bracha says that Teferis zu matan Torah. Between human beings, when is the greatest hiskalus? The greatest hiskalus is between ish veishtoi. V'davach beishtoi v'hoyu lebasar echad. That's the hiskalus. Matan Torah is called yom chasun nosoi. It's the chasna. It's where everybody became the scholar. That's the sod of Ki'ish Echot, of Ke'evelei Bechot, and that's the sod of Klal Yisrael stood around HaSinai, Ki'ish Echot Belei Bechot. Now, the last part of the Amar Naam explains, now going back to the Pasuk, Ham Imbach HaKoyis HaTelech. What is the greatest hispatlus of a person? The greatest hispatlus of a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzvah of Munah. And Muna means that what? We don't understand, we just got a Muna. That's the greatest bitl. We said before that in order to be miskalal into the Torah, the first thing you need is bitl, anova, to be humble. Not like the Bechinas Tamidi Rebbe Kiva. Not like Lahavdil, the Malchei Edoim, the Malchei Esav, the Ano Emloich. Person's got to have bitl, person's got to have complete miskalas. And Muna, that's the bitl. Emunah is something that we just know the Rabbi Nishalayim is there, and that's it. We're not mixing our own thoughts into it. We do understand, we don't understand, and then we're making ourselves into a prat. Emunah means where we completely do away with all our own emotions and all our own seichel, and we say, this is the way our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to be, this is the way it has to be. That's what Emunah is. Emunah is balayla. Layla, you look out the window, there's nothing there. Nothing there, that's the Zman of Emunah. Nothing there means there isn't anything else other than Emunah, other than the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's night time. Boiket, as we see what's going on, there's a lot going on in the world. The Laila, when there's nothing else going on, that's the time of Emunascha Balaylas. Which chelek of Torah brings out a person's Emunah? Chukim. Chukim is something that we do not understand. Chukim has no Havana for us. We don't understand Chukim. Why do we keep the Chukim? Simply because we have Emunah. Says Amar Yinayim, Hinei, Mipnei Manit Stavinu Lasis HaChukim She'ein Lehem Tam. Why are we commanded to keep to the Chukim She'ein Lehem Tam? Ki B'mitzvah She'yesh Lehem Tam Ein Tzarech Shum Emunah Basi Yosam. You don't need Emunah. Why? Shemeibin She'tzarech Lasis Kach. We understand that this is what you have to do. We understand. Don't murder. Aval basis achukim achok that doesn't have a time. Lo yasa oisam rak kishamamin. You won't keep to the chukim only when you believe sheyesh boyer baruchu. Shama lasis kach. Who told you to do these mitzvahs? But tzarech lasis the tzoyna. We have to have. We have to fulfill his ratzon. That's the basis. That's the basis of the Torah. That's the bittel that a person has. When a person has the bittel, he ceases. He stops being a prat, and then he can be niskalal into the klal. Vehine hamuna nikra raglayim. Why they call raglayim? Shehem aragolin shemhamamid es haTorah. Emunah keeps up the Torah. Why does Emunah keep up the Torah? Because we just said, what is the Torah? The Hiskalus. Torah is everything. Now, a person can only be koinah the Torah by being miskalal with the whole Tarak mitzvahs.
by having shaykhs to the whole Targ mitzvah, by having shaykhs with Kol HaTorah Kula, by stopping to feel that he's a prat that's shaykh to this part and is not shaykh to that part, a person has to do away with all those feelings. A person has to go through to Torah. A person's approach to Torah is from the absolute bidul. Now I'm going to be in the scholar now in the Torah. That's the beginning of marrying the Torah. Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah was the Kala. And the Baal HaTanya says a Kala is Milashim Kiloya. A chosin and a kala. The kala is milashim kiloin, because the kala destroys her own personality and she becomes part of the chosin. By matan Torah, we destroyed our own feeling that we're a prat, and we became part of the Torah, part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. When can you do that? That's only through emuna. Emuna means we put ourselves to the side, complete bittul. We don't exist, so to speak, anymore as a baal gvul, and then we're in a skalal into the Torah, and then the Adam becomes the Adama le'elyeh. So shekoydim kol tzarich laham and sheish boir, like it says, bo Chabakuk v'midan alachas, v'tzadik v'menosa yechia. Chabakuk came, the Gemara says, the Chabakuk came to a tekufa where he had to sum up the whole Torah in one. How did he sum up the whole Torah in one? By saying, v'tzadik v'menosa yechia. Emuna is the shehem it kol haTorah l'emuna. He put the whole Torah in emuna. Emuna is this bit. So Meila explains the Marinam beautifully. That's pshat over here in the pasuk. Chukim or mitzvahs she'ein lehem tam. Chukim doesn't have a tam. Netolu in emuna. Therefore, it says a lashon of teleichu. Teleichu means you go with your raglaim. Teleichu is the raglaim. So imuchu koisai. If you want it, you should. Yeah, person has to realize that emuna is teleichu. That's the raglaim of the whole Torah. If a person realizes that, then vasisam oisam. Then you're going to want to do all the mitzvahs. You realize that every maisa you're doing is far-reaching, and you're being miskalal over here with Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, with the whole picture, with the tumana klalit. Then when nagsati gashmeicham v'itum, ratzalem akol ma shetasu. Then whatever you do, even in gashmius, even your gashmius will be makusha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Afil achila v'shtiya v'shavam gashmim hakol yeim makusha b'koymel yoyna baruch hu. So that's the pshat. That's why it's dafka. Gashmi stick a brachas over here to realize that with you have emuna, there's no gashmis anymore. And ruch, everything is kulei ruchnis. It's a hiskalus everything. Even when you say that's where the Torah in this week's parasha only gives us the schara gashmi to teach you that this, everything, even in the schara gashmi, in the oilam gashmi, is just a reflection of what's going on in the oilam ruchni. And with that, even with the mitzvahs that we do, we connecting to the greatest koichas, to the greatest hiskalus. That is the avoida of preparing ourselves. Preparing ourselves to for Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a time where the Rashi says Yechayin Yiskas is Kol HaOlam from the day the world was created until the end of all times. The Rashi was a Hiskalus to Kaid, and you have to realize that Pnimis HaTorah is the Hiskalus of Torah. If you want to see how really Torah is all one, you're going to look into Pnimis HaTorah. Pnimis HaTorah is the Bechina of the Eitz HaChaim. Niglus of Torah is the Bechina of Eitz HaDas Torah Rasis HaChaim. You have Toiv looks Toiv and the Ra looks Ra. So you don't see his skullless, you see there's opposites of Toiv and his Ra. But Arizal says that what? That where is the Eitz HaDa'as Yoinik from? Where does the Eitz HaDa'as sap from? It saps from the Eitz HaChaim, which means if you go deep enough, you see that there's no Toiv and Ra. It's really all Kulay Toiv. There's no Gashmis and Ruchnis. It's really all Ruchus. Huh? Helikus. Everything is Helikus. Everything is Helikus. That's what we said. Hashem is all encompassing in everything. And a Yid, who's an Adam, who's all-encompassing of everything, who's the middle of Teferis, which is all-encompassing of everything, who's the Achana for Kavara Satayra, that is how we have to prepare ourselves for Kavara Satayra. We have to realize that even though we see that this middle, nevertheless we have to say that it's not the opposite of the other middle. We have to be tolerant of everybody else's different chilukim, and everybody has to realize that a brighter Yid is a Yid who has shaykhus to the whole Tariq Mitzvahs. A brighter Yid is a Yid who has shaykhus to Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's the Hachana, and that's the Pshat in Bachon Kosef Lech. We should be Zoycha to the Bittur, and we should be Zoycha to the Emunah, that by learning Torah, we're connecting Mamish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Hiskalus of everything, and that's how we can become the Hiskalus of everything. And we should be Zoycha, Metz Hashem, to see it, like Moshiach, Tzitink, Tzitkin, or Sheyovah, the Yigalini will come, to see how the whole Bria, how everything sings Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all part of one beautiful orchestra of every different chelek of the Bria is singing one big orchestra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is in harmony, the high tones and the low tones, Hallelu B'Seik HaShoifo B'Nei B'Vachina B'Seik HaNochal B'Mine B'Ugob Tzilz L'Shama Tzilz L'Sruah. This has got high tunes, this has got low tunes, all the ups and all the downs, everything is part of Koil HaNeshama to Hallel Kahalu. We realize it's really nice.